Thank you, Lord, for an awesome time today and tonight also. I just praise you, Father, for allowing us to come together with all my brothers and sisters in one accord. Ooh, we're going to see some shaking tonight, Father. I certainly hope we do. I thank you, Father, for blessing us tonight with your presence in each and every one of us. Lord, and let these songs of praise come up to your nostrils and be a sweet smell, Lord. Then come show yourself to us, Lord. Oh, that would be so awesome. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask and I pray that tonight you put joy and peace and rest in Megan. I thank you for doing that, Lord. I command all the spirits that are tormenting her to go in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for just putting her up in your lap and loving on her in a mighty, tender, and loving way, Lord. And I ask that in the name of Jesus for my sister Megan, that you would just love on her, Lord, and show her that you love her, and show her that your mom was fine, her mom is fine. And I praise you for doing that, Father. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you minister to the family, the whole family, that it should be a time of celebration because mama's gone home and we'll see her soon. And I thank you for doing that, Father, for maybe. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Does everybody agree with me? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We command that anxiety, fear, sadness to go from her in the name of Jesus. And nothing but sweet smell of the Lord come through in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer request? This is Praise Night. I've been the choir director. We'll direct the praise tonight. It's going to be awesome. I may do a solo. I don't know. Hadn't heard from the Lord yet. But we'll see. But has anybody got any prayer requests while we're here? Okay, Greg, I hear you. All right, anyone else? Anybody got a prayer request? Let me ask, is Megan still on? Yeah, Megan, is there anything else that we need to pray for, huh?
Hello?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. I was going to say to my sister, I think we said the same thing, her is the hardest.
Okay. What's her name?
Maya.
Maya?
Yes.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Maya to you. Lord, give her a dream about her mom and show her where she is, that she is in absolute bliss and excitement and happiness with you, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you just reach down and grab Maya. Do to her like you're doing to Megan. Put her in your lap, Lord, and love on her and show her everything gonna be cool. Everything is fine. That this is a happy time. This is a time of rejoicing. And Father, we thank you for doing that for Maya. We command that grief to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. Sadness, you go in the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you for doing that for Maya in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for her. And we just praise you and glorify you, Father, for doing that for Maya. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God. I believe it. Everybody believe that? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Missy, yeah, go ahead.
Tomorrow we're leaving for the weekend to go see my family. And my parents, my dad in particular, doesn't want to have dinner with us Saturday because of all the fear-mongering he's watched on TV. So I would like to pray about that. Actually, Michael, I'll let you do the honors on that.
What? What was that, Missy?
I said my dad and my mom were not going to come for dinner Saturday because my dad watching too much fear-mongering in the news on TV. So.
Okay.
And I would like you to pray about that. I would like to see the Lord turn my dad around on that.
Okay. Well, Lord, you can do it. We've seen you switch this kind of stuff around before. And I ask you to do that for Missy's dad, that you just tell him that everything's in, you're in charge, Lord. Just show him that you're in charge, not the TV, not the fake news, not the deep state, not even Trump is in charge, but you're in charge, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for doing that for Missy's dad. And we command that fear off of him right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank anxiety, you go also in the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you that he doesn't have to worry about this stuff. If he's a child of God and he says he is, well, bless God, we believe it. And thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for showing him some of those sights that shows that this is not a big deal, what we've got now. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, I was listening to a microbiologist, and a microbiologist is one who studies little bitty things. Anyway, he said putting a mask on somebody's face to get rid of COVID is like trying to trap a mosquito in a chain link fence. So, it don't work. Amen. It's just a control mechanism that the left likes to do and to keep everybody in fear and division. So, Father, we thank you for opening up people's eyes to see that this is just nothing but a bunch of stuff. Now, there's something coming down the road. I don't doubt it. But right now, we don't have it. In Jesus' name. Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to also just ask you, Father, I just command all... contention and strife, any faction that may be in my family, I just bind it up and command it to go, and that we will all have a wonderful, peaceful, joyful time together, Lord. And I just thank you and I praise you for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We would have a safe trip there and a safe trip back.
Yep.
No hiccups, no traffic jams, no nothing, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
I'm not going to have a passport either to go from one town to the next. Jesus' name. All right, Tracy.
Amen. I agree. I just wanted to pray for my dad. He's not saved yet. He's not getting out of it either because we've been praying for a long time. My mom's saved, and of course they're still happily married, and But anyways, he can't sleep at night because he's constantly tormented, having nightmares, and it bothers him because he's always looking for something he can't find. Like, he'll lose his wallet or the remote or something stupid. You know, the devil's just having a field day. Anyways, if you guys could pray for his salvation with me, that'd be awesome. Praise God for you.
Okay, what's his name?
Cliff.
Cliff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, Lord, you grant repentance. She's already prayed that prayer, and I know that you've already granted it to him. And in the name of Jesus right now, I break the power of Satan over Cliff right now in Jesus' name. And I declare and decree him into the kingdom in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for granting that repentance to Cliff to come in quickly. And I thank you, Lord, that when he comes in, he's going to come in head first. He's going to come in with a bang. And he's going to accept, receive, and be like a sponge from the Word of God. And Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. He's going to be a mighty man of God. We believe it, we pray it, we decree it, and declare it by the blood of Jesus. That Cliff, you come on into the kingdom right now in Jesus' name. Lord of the harvest, we pray that you would send somebody that he would listen to bring him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Cliff in. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my.
Hallelujah, come on, I agree. Jesus. Praise God, thank you.
Yes, thank Jesus. He's the one going to bring him in. He's going to come in with... Woo, he's going to just pass y'all up. He's going to go so fast. Glory to God. Amen. Mm-hmm. I believe these things when we're praying. I prayed for my grandson many years. He'd come up on the steps in the back deck, and I'd be out there. I said, there comes that future evangelist right there. He's a preacher man. They're going to preach before 1,000. Papa, will you quit? You know, nope. I ain't going to quit because I believe what I pray is going to happen. And I'd do that. And I'd do that. And guess what? He's going to be shortly, very shortly. Amen. So that's all we got to do is just stand. When you pray, stand. Cliff, you coming in because ain't nothing get past this bunch here. I'm going to tell you something. This is faith like I ain't never experienced before. Lord of God, it's so awesome to be together with y'all, somebody that believes. Let me tell you a little. Claire, you were telling me earlier in that email about women and the power of women prayer. Have I ever told y'all what happened here locally? No, did I? Okay, well, I won't tell it again. Debbie, weren't you there? Debbie, you was there, wasn't you? Denny was there. And the power of God was stronger than 5 million volts of electricity. Glory to God, it was awesome. I had to sit down. I said, looky here. These little old gals here is praying, and the power of God was so strong. My, I had to sit down. It was awesome. That's all I'm going to say about that, because it was good. I know women, when they get together, pray. Because he told me to sit down and shut up and let them do it. And they did it, and it was good. They did a good job. Lord was showing us that it's not just the men, it's the women. The women are intercessors. The women are prayer warriors. Glory to God. Okay. I feel so good tonight. I feel full, but I feel good too. I feel fulfilled. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Actually wanted to ask Tracy a question about her dad and the dreams. You said that he had lost his, he's losing his wallet in the dreams, and that he had lost the keys and the remote. In his dreams, is that what it's, is he usually losing things?
I think, so my dad's real clumsy. you know, he's always losing stuff. And then my mom, you know, he'll put his bank card somewhere and then he'll go to the store and he won't have his money or his bank card or his wallet. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, you know, he's always losing things. And then my mom's like, well, where's the camera or where's, you know, this? And then he's up, you know, trying to find it. And I guess when he lays down, he can't stop thinking about where it could be, you know. And I think it's the devil playing tricks on him because he lost a remote and then we found it in the bottom drawer with no batteries. You know, the current TV remote, you know, who does that? So, but the dreams, he dreams about people chasing him a lot. You know, he's got a, he just, he needs to repent. You know what I'm saying? He's a good guy, but, you know, his own mind's tormenting him.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, certainly we prayed about that, but I was thinking about him losing things. And I'm thinking maybe, I know for myself, I used to have these dreams all the time about losing my purse. And then and it used to really bother me. And then it finally dawned on me, duh, the Lord showed me that, you know, you're losing your old identity, the identity of the old self. And right. that's actually a very good thing. And especially, you know, like I was thinking about the remote without the batteries in it, the things that have probably had control over his life. Or influence over his life, and there's no power there. And you know, Lord, we just thank you for the good work you're doing in Clifford. And I believe some of this is prophetic, and he's just going to come running into the kingdom when he's being chased by these things. He's just going to come running to Jesus. So I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Muted, Michael.
I forgot. Go ahead, Claire.
Tracy, I was watching this thing with my children today because we've been doing a study on New Zealand. There's four sheep for every human in New Zealand. So we watched this like little clip of literally hundreds of thousands of sheep being moved from one fold to the next. And there was one shepherd and two dogs. And if your dad's being chased, you know, he uses vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Some sheep hear the voice and some sheep need to be chased by the dogs. And so I'm praying that the Lord will use whatever is tormenting and chasing your dad right now to get him into the sheepfold. And that he is going to be in there and he's going to be rejoicing in a mighty way with us saints, and that he is going to be an absolutely new creation, white as a beautiful New Zealand lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it. You go, Clifford. All right. Anyone else? Well, as I sent the mail out, I think I got everybody. Did I get you too, Joe, about the songs tonight? Praise tonight? Okay. Thought I did. Patrick, you got one too, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure I got the email out. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer request before we dive right into some of these great praise and worship songs? Okay, give me a second here.
Michael, while you're busy there, just say thank you for that link. It's a good reminder that teaching about my house is a house of prayer. Thanks.
All right. That's a good one, wasn't it? Okay, here we go. Well, wait a minute. I had the wrong one up there. Sorry. Can y'all hear it?
Restore, O Lord, the honor of your name in works of sovereign power. Come shake the earth again, that all may see, and come with reverence. Your fame, and in a time revive the church that bears your name. In your anger, Lord, remember mercy, O living God, whose mercy shall outlast the of sovereign power, come shake the earth again, that all may see, and come with reverent fear to the living God, whose kingdom shall outlast thee.
Having an issue. Here we go.
Michael, you can hit stop and then reload, and that'll work sometimes.
In the name of Jesus, all interference from the enemy has to get out of Michael's computer. In Jesus' name, we're not receiving this. Amen.
I command this computer to receive this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I command that bandwidth to be what it's supposed to be too, in Jesus' name. I command that bandwidth to come up in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let me stop my video.
Hey, Shalonda. Or Chantel. Shalonda. Hey, Chantel. God bless you. And Judy. We're in praise and worship music tonight, y'all. Michael, try go out of YouTube altogether and go back into it. See if that works.
Well, as soon as I share, it does that. It was playing. You start working in the name of Jesus. That's odd, very odd. Yeah, see what it did? Can y'all hear that?
Hear what? It's playing for you, but when you go to share, it doesn't play?
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah.
The enemy doesn't want us.
Okay, what the end you want?
I know. He has to go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Quit that in Jesus' name. You quit it. Somebody sing while I try to get this thing. Can someone else share a song? Let me try something here.
Let's see, you or Debbie can sing us a song while we wait. Greg, did you say you could key it out? I can't hear you. Be anxious about nothing.
Michael, I just played your Dirksen music on my phone while you were searching, so that's what I've had on me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay. Let's see if Greg can get it on me.
All right. I'm assuming I have screen sharing powers here, but let's see what happens. No, don't have it. I can play it, but I can't put it on the screen.
Okay. Let me try it one more time.
As we break this bread, as we drink this cup, you make As we break this bread, as we drink this cup, Lord, we remember.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
What I did was turn my VPN off. It'll work now. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, where'd that thing go?
Transform
glory.
Hear our spirits sing.
Hear us sing.
words are not enough to tell you about love, so listen to our hearts. Words are not enough to tell you about love, so listen.
Crowns. house. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer, Lord.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
I want to seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord.
Lord, make me a house,
oh,
make me a house of prayer,
a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out, the fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out,
make me a house of prayer.
I want to seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord.
Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out, the fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I want to seek your face. Seek your face, oh Lord. House of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, I want to seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May
May the fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out.
May the fire on my altar
never burn out.
Send me the fire on my altar
never
of prayer.
Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer.
We pray
day and night, night and day.
May we pray
day and night, night and day.
Seek your face
day and night, night and day.
Make me a house of prayer.
Make me a house of prayer.
Day and night.
Muted.
The sixth day man formed and fashioned in your hand, in your image created, in the likeness of thee, in your presence lay the more. I to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. Oh, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now.
Every breath, oh, every step, oh, I surrender.
make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Children, may his presence go before you.
stands astride the ocean and the land. In his hand your mercy showers on a dry and barren place. Take us to the mountain in the city of our God. For the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. This is the year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. This is the year of the Lord. Take us to the river. There in unity to sing the song of your salvation, to win this generation for our King, song of your forgiveness, for it is with grace that river flows. Take us to the river in the city of our God. Take us to the river in the city of our God. Take us to the river in the city of our God.
Numbers on my side.
angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy and his whispers of love. And this is my story.
This is awesome. Yeah, this is my
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? That's what I want to know. Can y'all hear me? All right. That's all I got. I thought I'd just go ahead and do something here a little bit different, if I might. I want to read an interpretation of a tongue given many years ago. It's from the Lord through Lake, through John G. Lake. Used to be a South African boy there for a few years. He says, "Old soul on the highway from earth unto glory, surrounded by mysteries, trials, and fears, let the life of thy God in thy life be resplendent. For Jesus will guide thee, thou needest never fear. For if thou wilt trust me, I'll lead thee and guide thee through the quicksands and deserts of life all the way. No harm shall befall thee. I only will teach thee to walk in surrender with me day by day. For earth is a school to prepare thee for glory. The lessons here learned, you will always obey. When eternity dawns, it will be only the morning of life with me always, as life is today. Therefore, be not impatient as lessons thou art learning. Each day will bring gladness and joy to thee here, but heaven will reveal to thy soul of the treasure which infinitude offers through ages and years. For thy God is the God of the earth and the heavens, and thy soul is the soul that he died for to save. And his blood is sufficient. His power is eternal. Therefore, rest in thy God both today and always." That's God, ain't it? That's what he gave John G. Lake through the interpretation of tongues back in 1908 in Johannesburg, South Africa. Did y'all understand what it was about? Okay. I saw at least one head shaking, yeah. Yeah, what was that, Claire? I saw a hand there. I said, what is that on her screen? It was a hand like this. Oh, okay. All right, she's playing game. I see that hand, yeah. How you do that? All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? We got a few minutes left. Yeah, Denny.
Deb says the Lord has been given her a word through this worship, so I'm here to give that word.
Yeah. Actually, it started last Tuesday, the last Tuesday ones, three lines, the first three lines from Tuesday. So, okay, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Just believe me in all you do, move in me, be ready for me. Oh, speak to me, my people, give me your hearts and don't stop. Let me know you want me, that you want to know me more and more. Do you want to know me? Show me. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice given back to me, what I have given to you. That cry I put in your heart, give it back to me. Let me know. Let me know you. Let me be your song. Thank you, God. Amen. So I heard back.
Debbie, can you type that up and give it to Michael and have him send it out to us? That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Amen. That's Lord. A good word. Lord, we thank you for that word. And yes. Father, just move us into that direction.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. I know that everybody's heart hears for you, toward you, Lord. And we want more of you. We want so much more of you. There ain't nothing left of us. It's all you. Lord, we just praise you, glorify you for working all that old darkness out of us, and nothing but light shines through. We ask that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we get so close to you that we can just touch you. That every time we look up, we look just like Jesus, you know. Father, I just listen to the Father all the time. Be led by your Spirit. That's what we want. That's what I want. Take this old dark heart. Take out the flesh. Take out the darkness, the world. Let it be nothing but you, Lord. That's my prayer for me and everybody here that wants it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to look just alike. Everybody in here going to be looking like Jesus. Yeah, Marilyn.
I just wanted to tell you, just share, you know, how blessed I was with the message that you shared last night. I'd had a headache all day, but I was still listening to the message last night, and it just encouraged me so much. It really encouraged me in my prayer time today. I was thinking about how, you know, John Lake was, you know, in some of these services, he was really, really, really praying. And it really brought down the power of God. It really moved on people's hearts. People's hearts were changed and their lives were changed. And, you know, I've read about these revivals for years. And I believe we're going to see it. And I just believe it's going to happen. It's going to happen quickly. And praise God. Praise God. I'll share real quickly a dream I had a few nights ago. A dream that I was on a seashore. And I looked out and I saw this thick, thick smoke. It was black. And the people on the shore were saying it's a false flag. They're trying to get President Trump to retaliate. And but I knew, you know how in dreams sometimes you just know things. I knew that it wasn't bad. That really all this was out there was like an old floating barge that they had loaded up with dead trees and threw a bunch of diesel on it so that when they set it on fire, the smoke could be really black and really thick. And so I knew that although it looked really bad, it really wasn't a bad thing. So I've really been praying against some kind of false flag. But then I started stepping out into the water, and the water was kind of rough. There were waves, and I started thinking for just a moment, what am I doing out here? I you know, I'm not a good swimmer at all. And then just immediately I looked down and I wasn't walking in the water. I was walking on the water. And it happened that fast. So I'm believing. I just believe that we are there and we're really going to begin seeing some things, and things are just going to happen really quick. And you know, yeah, in the ways of the world, things can look bad and there's things going on all around us, but there's also this big outpouring of the Spirit. Because that's the only way that I can walk on water, I believe, and is through faith and the power of God, the Spirit. So anyway, I just want to share that.
Amen. Good one. That's a good one. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anybody else?
Michael?
Yes, sir.
This is a song that's been going through my head after when Debbie was, it was going through my head when Debbie was speaking. It's okay if I share it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Amen.
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 Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Rian, go ahead. Where'd he go?
Oh, I'm here. I'm just stepping out.
I got you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I just had to share this. While the music is going on, I'm working, and I decided to log into my account in South Africa where I'm selling products on a website called Takealot, and long story short, like this business that I have there, we don't keep any of the money of that, and it's very low maintenance. I hardly ever have to do anything with it, and it's just keeping ticking over, and we keep praying about it, saying, you know, the Lord to do with it whatever he wants, and whatever profits it makes, you know, he can do with whatever he likes as well. And I had a shipment sent from Hong Kong, which was delayed quite a bit because of all the stuff that's happening with COVID, and it was 500 units that went to South Africa. And the guys in South Africa who deal with it said that more than half of the shipment was stolen at customs. And this has never happened to us before. And when I heard it, I said, well, it's not mine in any case. It's all the Lord's. And Claire and I kind of prayed for those people. We blessed them that were stealing it. We said, they can't do anything with these things. It's not electronics or anything that you can sell on. They won't even be able to sell it. So what was remaining, we sent in, and we said, well, that's fine. We'll just go ahead and do that. So we prayed for it, and we asked the Lord to just take care of it. I logged into the account now, while the music was going, and the stock that's in the warehouse has changed. It should be something like 220 units or 209 units, and the number there says 357. It's just miraculously jumped up. I checked it, I confirmed it, it's all good. It's just I never sent anything in, because you have to label it and do all these things and book it in, and it's quite a mission to get it into the warehouse. So these things don't just appear, but they have. And I thought, I just want to thank God for it. Thank you, Lord, for restoring that. It's so wonderful, perfectly on time, just before the Black Friday sales goes off today, and on time for the Christmas sales. I didn't have to lift a finger. I didn't have to worry about it at all. So I just want to praise the Lord for that. Such a miracle.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Are you and Claire now the Amazon of Tasmania?
No, we're not at all, Michael. We don't do any of that stuff anymore. We used to. But this this little business has always just kind of ticked over without us having to spend any time on it at all. So we've just just left it. It's tiny. It's not big at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Take care.
Oh yeah, Greg. People. Maybe it is. It maybe it is Dominion software, but it's God's Dominion software that He used.
That's the good kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Well, all right. I guess we've gone through another night here. Tuesday night, do y'all have anybody have a subject for Tuesday night that we can be looking at? Prayer. Okay. That's a good one. That was on my mind all day. Is that all right with everybody? We're going to talk about prayer, and that's a wide subject. Many books have been written on it. So we'll talk about that. Well, Father, thank you, Lord. From your great goodness, I pray you would make known to us and take from our heart every kind and form and degree of pride, whether it's from evil spirits or our own corrupt nature. I pray also, Lord, that you would awaken in us the deepest depth and truth of humility, which will make us capable of His light and the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Father, for giving everybody a good night's sleep tonight and wake up looking for you, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Good night, y'all. Love y'all.
Good night, y'all.